According to McKinsey report in July 2022, how inflation is flipping the economy script. The article underscores growing economic concerns, highest inflation since the 1970s, central banks aggressively raising rates while consumer sentiment at record lows. Clearly, inflation has at a minimum altered the economic mood and potentially reset the path of global and national economies worldwide for years to come. In the past 6 months, inflation has far exceeded December 2021 expectation. In many countries, actual rates have doubled projections, with European countries are particularly affected. In response to inflation's alarming rise, central banks worldwide are raising their core bank lending rates. Joining us this morning is Chief Economist UIIQ Aishan Syed. And thank you, Shan, for joining us. So, Shan, Fed is raising rates at a much faster pace as inflation stays elevated and high. Do you think hiking rates can become effective as corporate heads in USA are concerned about economic meltdown and deep recession? What's your thought, please?
I think, in my opinion, inflation will stay high. Fed's target to bring down inflation to 2% for next year looks quite an uphill task because the rising interest rates bring four shocks to the economy in the form of recession, growth shock, confidence shock, and consumer shock. And once the economy goes into deep recession, it is very difficult to get the economy out of that recession. And what we are heading towards is a similar situation what happened in 1980s, where Fed came down very hard on inflation. The economy went into deep recession with rising interest rates. And by the fourth quarter of 1982, economy started showing its head with growth and stability. So I think we are moving toward the same era, and a recession is very much on the card.
All right. So Larry Summers, notable economist and ex-president Harvard of University, said he would not be surprised if Fed terminal rate go over 5%, unquote. What do you say about it?
I think Larry is a very smart man, and he's very well respected. In U.S., day after tomorrow, the Fed is going to announce the interest rate hike. I wouldn't be surprised if Fed raises the rate to 100 basis points because inflation is very serious and it's very stubborn. Already, we have seen the equity and bond markets are under a lot of pressure. And there's a further downward revision, especially in the economic outlook and the equity markets as well.
With the rising rates and many economies slowing down, do you think this would lead to deep recession in the global economy next year, as World Bank has warned last week, as reported by Financial Times September 16 paper, economic outlook or script changing fast?
I think the script is changing very, very fast, and I think the economic outcomes look very, very difficult for many central banks, and it is expected with rising interest rates, the growth will slow down. The demand will come down, and that will going to slow down the economy. And with recession, this is the only strategy to bring down inflation. And that has been deliberate and discourse in many circles around the world, that the only way to bring down inflation in advanced economy is to induce recession so that in order to get the prices down.
All right. So, Shan, there is growing debate that investors misread the inflation outlook since last year, hoping that inflation was temporary and would be controlled soon. Ray Dalio is predicting 20% stock correction if discount rate touches 4.5%. So what's the scenario of this, Shan?
Investors are still misreading the markets, hoping that the Fed will stop the interest rate hike. In my opinion, 2023 will be tougher than 2022. Already investors have lost $53 trillion in the equity markets year to date. And on September 13, just one day, investors lost $1.2 trillion, which is roughly the GDP size of Indonesia. And last week, we have seen S&P 500 going down by 4.8%. Dow went by 4.1%. So I think, in my opinion, the markets will continue to remain shaky and investors will remain very, very nervous. And as Ray Dalio said, 4.5% discount rate, I expect the rates will go further up and markets will take, especially the equity market, will take more correction than 20%.
You've just said that 2023 is going to be worse or even tougher than 2022. So in saying this, what should we prepare for? What impact should we embrace?
I think the market should be ready to take position in tangible assets. We are back in 1970s, where we had stagflation with higher inflation and weak growth. So those sophisticated and smart investors who understand history and economics, they have always taken position in tangible assets. And tangible assets have really given investors the peace of mind in order to protect their wealth.
All right, let's take it to Malaysia. The Bursa Chairman Tan Sri Wahid Omar said, Malaysia is not going to experience recession, unquote. What do you say? And moreover, in your today's interview with Star, you have stated that Malaysia debt to GDP ratio, example under 64%, is well under control. Has the government managed it well?
I think I know Tan Sri Wahid Omar. He's a very smart and sagacious gentleman. And the gentleman brings huge credibility and integrity to the market. I totally agree with Tan Sri Wahid Omar. I don't see recession coming into Malaysia, because post-COVID, the government has managed well in terms of growth stability, confidence stability, and overall macroeconomic stability. Global investors are only interested in macroeconomic stability. That's why the Q2 GDP number touched 8.9%, which is highest in the ASEAN region. And overall, I think the government has done a good job in maintaining domestic consumption, infrastructure investment, FDI coming into the economy. And above all, the rising trade and commerce numbers are giving boost to the economy. So overall, if I were to look at the economy, I think the government has done a pretty good job. Bank Negara has maintained structural stability in the monetary landscape, and overall economy is still managing it well despite hiccups in the global economy, despite fragilities, despite supply chain hiccups, shortages in the global economy. Malaysian economy has done pretty well.
All right. In the upcoming for budget 2023 for Malaysia on 7 October this coming, so what is your hope for budget 2023?
I think the government will be focusing on people-centric and growth-driven budget. They will keep on focusing to maintain this momentum and growth trajectory for the next year. As I said, 2023 will be tougher for the global economy as compared to 2022. If the government can maintain growth stability, confidence stability, I think Malaysia can navigate through these turbulent times.
All right. Thank you very much again to Shan Said, Chief Economist of GYIQI, for the delightful insight on the GDP, on the economy, reputation and everything. I'll move on to the next story, where 5 media perdana dalam negara bersama 3 firma penyelidikan menjalin kerjasama bagi menjalankan satu kaji selidik mega untuk mengumpulkan hasrat dan suara rakyat Malaysia menjelang pilihan raya umum ke-15 PRU15. Kaji selidik bertajuk Suara Rakyat Malaysia Menuju PRU15 akan dilaksanakan bermula hari ini sehingga 9 Oktober depan, membabitkan Astro Awani, Sinar Harian, The Star, Sinchu Daily serta Malaysian Nanban.
Menurut Ketua Pengarang Astro Awani, Ashraf Ismail, beliau berharap kerjasama itu dapat membantu negara untuk memahami kerencaman pemikiran dan kehendak rakyat Malaysia serta tidak terhad hanya mengenai pertembungan politik di dalam negara. Dalam pada itu, Ketua Pegawai Pengisian The Star, Esther Eng, berkata kerjasama itu dilakukan bagi membawa suara rakyat dan akar umbi berkenaan isu dihadapi mereka sekaligus mengenal pasti harapan bersama masyarakat di dalam negara. Ketua Pengarang Kumpulan Sinar Harian, Rozaid Rahman, pula menambah penggabungan 5 organisasi media ini dilihat mewakili segenap lapisan masyarakat Malaysia, terdiri daripada pelbagai bangsa, bahasa, usia, platform media dan lokasi di seluruh negara. Sementara itu, Ketua Pengarang Sinchu Daily, Kwek Cheng Kang, berpandangan melalui kaji selidik tersebut, beliau berharap agar laporan mengenai hasrat rakyat Malaysia terhadap masa depan negara akan menjadi lebih komprehensif dan meliputi segenap lapisan masyarakat. Pada masa sama, editor Malaysia Nanban, Rajeswari Kaliaperumal, berkata melalui kaji selidik berkenaan, kerajaan diharap dapat merangka satu jalan penyelesaian bagi menambah baik keadaan ekonomi masyarakat, terutamanya kaum India.
Kolaborasi julung kali 3 firma kajian bersama 5 organisasi media utama negara menjalankan kaji selidik suara rakyat Malaysia menuju PRU15. Satu titik mula yang baik dalam berkongsi input dan dapatan kajian tentang pilihan raya umum ke-15 PRU15. Jelas pengarah eksekutif Ilham Center, Hisomuddin Bakar, pihaknya amat berbesar hati berpeluang terlibat secara langsung dalam kolaborasi berkenaan yang bakal mencukil kehendak dan harapan sebenar pengundi untuk PRU15 kelak. Menurut Hisomuddin lagi, tiga firma kajian yang terlibat mempunyai segmen tertentu yang menjadi fokus utama dalam kaji selidik berkenaan. Ilham Center diberi tugasan menelusuri dan membuat eksplorasi khususnya terhadap segmen mengundi Melayu Muslim. Jelas beliau, Ilham Center mengekalkan metodologi konvensional dalam menjalankan kaji selidik suara rakyat Malaysia menuju PRU15, iaitu menggunakan borang kaji selidik dan kaji selidik secara bersemuka dengan responden. Sampel kaji selidik ini bakal diambil di Semenanjung Malaysia, Sabah dan Sarawak dan menyasarkan sekitar 1,500 ke 1,800 sampel di seluruh negara. Secara umumnya, ketiga-tiga firma kajian berkongsi set soalan yang sama selain beberapa segmen khusus atau niche yang menjadi fokus masing-masing. Kaji selidik yang bermula hari ini sehingga 9 Oktober depan turut melibatkan kerjasama 5 media perdana iaitu Astro Awani, Sinar Harian, The Star, Sinchu Daily serta Malaysian Nanban. Hanya bermula di rumah dengan menjual pelbagai produk secara dalam talian, seorang suri rumah akhirnya bergelar usahawan apabila berjaya membuka kedai spa sendiri. Malah, pengalaman membuat promosi dalam talian dimanfaatkan sebaik mungkin oleh Nur Azila Abdul Aziz, 39 tahun, untuk membuka Nyiru Spa pada 2016 di Taman Bertam Indah, Kepala Batas, Pulau Pinang.
Nur Azila yang ditemui di Expo Perda Midtown Kubang Menerung Tasik Gelugur memberitahu ia mengambil keputusan menjalankan perniagaan spa kerana minat yang mendalam dalam bidang berkenaan selain berhasrat membina empayar perniagaan sendiri.
Sebelum buka spa tu memang saya dah berniaga online. Jadi kalau ikutkan dari 2009, saya masa tu suri rumah. Jadi saya dah mula buat jualan online tu. Saya jual macam-macam lah. Okay, ada gadget, saya start dengan bundle. Masa tu tahun 2009 dan saya dah mula dengan online ni. Lepas tu bila anak dah besar semua, saya sambung belajar kat Giamara dalam bidang spa. So sampai sekarang lah saya teruskan dengan bisnes ni. Okey, sangat membantu. Okey, macam saya duduk kat rumah, okey. Memang kata kita tak perlu nak kena keluar, hanya pasarkan dekat rumah saja sambil jaga anak-anak. Kita buat jualan tu memang merata lah. Sampai Singapura pun kita ada post barang dari media sosial tu.
Nyiru Spa antara lain menyediakan perkhidmatan urutan Malaysia, rendaman kaki ais, urutan tapak kaki, sauna, mandi bunga, rawatan wajah serta pakej spa pengantin. Pelanggan pula diasingkan mengikut jantina selari dengan konsep spa Islamik atau spa patuh syariah. Menurut Nur Azila, walaupun satu ketika dulu ada yang memandang sinis mengenai perniagaan spa, namun hasil penerangan berterusan dalam media sosial serta promosi melalui Google membantu meningkatkan jumlah pengunjung ke Nyiru Spa.
Kami buat promosi secara online dan bagi pendedahan apa itu spa. Maknanya tak perlu tunggu sakit datang spa. Jadi sekarang pun permintaan untuk lelaki pun memang dah ramai. Kami memang dah ada regular customer dari 2016 sampai sekarang. Memang pelanggan memang makin bertambah lah. Yang orang kata yang regular betul yang baru. Jadi promosi tu memang secara online. Saya banyak update selalu dekat Facebook, media sosial lah. Lepas tu memang ada dari Google juga. Diorang dapat cari Nyiru Spa ni melalui Google tu memang mudah lah dapat. Jadi saya pun macam tak perlu nak buat marketing teruk sangat.
Berbekalkan pengalaman lebih 10 tahun dalam bidang spa, Nur Azila kini sedia memberi latihan kepada anak muda yang berhasrat menceburi perniagaan. Dia turut merancang membuka premis yang mengaplikasi konsep spa sebenar seperti Bali Indonesia di Taiping Perak bagi memenuhi permintaan orang ramai yang mementingkan penampilan diri.
We'll be right back.
Sekian Niaga Awani pada kali ini. Ikuti info terkini mengenai negara di fasa peralihan endemik di halaman Mikro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang. Dan semua perkongsian hari ini akan kita rangkumkan dalam astroawani.com, juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita yang paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Nina Rozman. Salam hormat.